This is St. Louis Public Radio. Enrollment is down at most of Illinois's and Missouri's college campuses, except in one area, online students. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on how the schools are trying to make money off bringing the brick-and-mortar experience to students who live nowhere near campus.
Royal Witcher earned most of his bachelor's degree online with the University of Phoenix, a solely digital school. It was an experience that left him feeling like just a number. When he decided to earn a master's, the St. Louis native, who now lives in Mississippi, settled on Maryville University back home. But he did it all online.
The biggest changes that I saw were the drive to kind of solidify or prove the online degree is just as good as a traditional.
Witcher is among the increasing amount of non-traditional students getting schooled online. Beth Doyle, who works for Learning Counts, a group that promotes adult education, says they can bring in a lot of new money.
So a lot of colleges look at that as a market opportunity, and they see online as a way of achieving that.
Name recognition and strong physical campuses play a big role in competing for students, both adults and those just out of high school, who can study from any location. Maryville is not the biggest college in the St. Louis area, but it's the fastest growing in the state. Nearly half of its students are virtual. Maryville's Dean of Adult and Online Education, Dan Feely, says the school wants to keep adding students.
We're not bound by the physical capacity spaces, and so online can scale with a different sort of a impact on the university from a resource standpoint.
To serve its online students, Maryville remodeled a single room that's the size of an office. It's filled with studio lights, a green screen, and recording equipment. Tom James runs the space and explains how a high-tech light board makes it look like professors are writing in the air.
Yeah, so it's got LEDs running at the top and the bottom, and then we just set the camera to scan reverse. So it looks like, as the instructor writes on the back, it looks the correct way to the camera itself.
Online students can't interrupt a lecture to ask questions, but they can rewind their professor. There are downsides to virtual learning, though. Studies have found online students can have poor course discipline and don't always stick through the programs. And the courses are often viewed as less rigorous. To bring them up to par with an in-classroom experience, schools are trying to make courses more intense and interactive, and it's translating into enrollment spikes. At the University of Missouri-St. Louis, where most students are commuters, 4 in 10 now take at least some online classes. Undergraduate online course loads at Webster University are up 55% in 2 years. St. Louis University is changing its adult education experience, too. Starting in the fall, continuing ed programs will be entirely online. Interim Dean for Continuing Education Jennifer Giancola explains why.
Until this year, where we had a handful of on-ground classes, they weren't at capacity, and we decided that we were going to move everything online, that's really what our students wanted and needed.
Though a recent national poll found there's still skepticism around online degree programs, potential students increasingly trust in them. Witcher hopes the prestige of a master's degree from a traditional school will allow him to teach someday, most likely online. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.